All right, we'll open our Bibles to the book of Revelation, chapter number 22. He was talking about fellas earlier in the week preaching his message. I went into a panic mode to try to stop the bleeding when he announced Revelation 22. I thought, Lord, surely there's no way under the sun that he's going to get up there and preach what you've put in my heart. So thank you, Brother Mike. A wonderful message. Amen. Revelation chapter number 22. What an honor it is to be in the meeting. My, it's been so good. The Lord has fed my soul. And to all of you men that have preached, you've been a help to me. And let me say to Brother Davy and to this church, what a blessing this is to us men of God to get to come aside and just rest a little while and take it all in. And I appreciate all the hard work. Revelation chapter number 22, and we'll go down to verse number 20 and verse number 21. He which testifieth these things saith, surely I come quickly. Amen. And old John.
Oh, yeah, preacher.
And old John says, even so come. Lord Jesus, the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with you all. Amen. Would you pray with me? Father, I want to tell you I love you this morning, and I appreciate your blessings on us, and I ask God that you'd help me to preach now. Sure love you and thank you for loving me. Make preaching easy and help me to magnify the Lord, and I'll give you the praise for it in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Y'all may be seated. I'm interested in these two verses this morning, and I hope that God will help us to share what he's put in my heart about this. And I want to speak to you on something I know that you men have used, I'm sure, and I can't preach anything new, but I hope the Lord will help me. I want to speak to you on the last amen. Our Bible ends with the little word, amen. The word amen is found over 80 times in the scriptures. I'm not going to turn to these places, but in order to give you a little foundation, I need to tell you this. In Deuteronomy 27, when Moses was laying out the law of God, that covenant to the nation of Israel, they agreed, in other words, as that covenant was ratified, they gave their assent to not only the law, but also their willingness to submit to the penalty of breaking the law, and they answered with amen. So amen is a word of consent. In 1 Kings chapter number 1, verses 32 and through 36, when there was a little debate about who would be the next king, we find that David declared that Solomon was to be the king after him, and Benaiah answered in confirmation, amen. It is a word of consent. It is a word of confirmation. In Psalms 106 and verse number 48, the psalmist said, blessed be the Lord God of Israel from everlasting to everlasting, and let all the people say, amen, praise ye the Lord. It is a word of confession, amen. We can use it in consent. We can use it in confirmation. We can use it in confession. But here in Revelation chapter number 22, it is a word of conclusion. It is a word of conclusion. In Ephesians chapter 3 and verse 21, it's used in the conclusion of a prayer. In Psalms 106, where I read in just a moment ago, it is the word that concludes praise. But it is a word that the Lord chose to end our Bible with. Amen. I want to say that I want you to turn over to Revelation chapter number 3 with me for just a moment. I've got a lot of ground to cover. And Brother Davy knows me, I try to do too much most of the time, but I've got a lot of ground to cover, and I'm just going to have to throw a lot of stuff out, and you catch on, and we'll go from there. In Revelation chapter number 3 and verse number 14. And unto the angel of the church of the Laodiceans write, these things saith the Amen. So it is a name that is attributed to our Savior. And he uses this name to the seventh church, which a lot of Bible scholars believe is representative of the last church in the church age, the last church age prior to the coming of the Lord for the rapture. And this name Laodicea means the people's rights. And that's where we're at. That helps to describe the apostasy that we're in today, is because it's not what the Bible says, but it's my right. It's what I want to believe. It's what I want to accept. That's where we're at. That's the key to the part of the apostasy we're in. But Jesus is the Amen. He is the faithful and the true witness, the beginning of the creation of God. It's interesting that in this one verse, Brother Holcomb quoted that in Genesis 1:1, in the beginning God created the heavens and the earth, and this is found in Revelation 3:14. He is the beginning of the creation of God. And so our Bible begins with this, and it also ends with the same truth in verse number 14 with that Amen. I don't know about y'all, but that kind of helps me a little bit. I kind of like that Amen. And I want to try to give you three or four things now that I hope will be a help to you this morning. And I want to preach on this last Amen. I want to say number one in our text in Revelation 22, verses 20 and 21, it is an Amen to the person of the Lord Jesus Christ. When John said, Jesus said, he which testifieth these things saith, surely I come quickly. Amen. And then so John says, even so come, Lord Jesus. Aren't you glad that that's what the Bible's all about? That's who the Bible is all about. Amen. It's not about me and it's not about you, other than the fact that we can be in Christ through redemption that he has provided for us. But it's all about him. And let me say this about the subject of prophecy. I sat down the other day and wrote a few little things down that I think it says it right concerning what prophecy is. God's covenants with the nation of Israel is the foundation for prophecy. God's character is the assurance or the guarantee for prophecy. God's control is the working out of prophecy. God's Christ is the person of prophecy. God's church is blessed because of prophecy. And God's choice word is the record of prophecy. Amen. I think of it like this. Prophecy is a display of God's sovereignty. A prophecy is a declaration of God's wisdom. Prophecy is a demonstration of God's immutability. A prophecy is a developing story of God's blessed Son. And from Genesis chapter 3 and verse number 15 all the way through our Bible, we have the unfolding drama of the person and the work of the Lord Jesus Christ. Prophecy is not just about events. It is not about happenings, but it is about the person of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. And so it is right and fitting that our Bible ends, amen, with praise to the Amen, or the conclusion to it all. Amen. In Revelation, John, who penned down the Gospel of John, hallelujah for that, because he said in John chapter number 21, he said, these things are written that you might believe, amen. He penned down the epistles of 1st, 2nd, and 3rd John that you might be sure. But he penned down the book of Revelation that you might be ready, amen. I'm glad I do believe. I'm glad I have the assurance. And when I read the book of Revelation, I want to be ready for that soon coming of the Lord Jesus Christ. But I see, friend, in the book of Revelation, talking about it as an amen to the person of the Lord. I don't know if you realize this, but there are more names given to Jesus in the book of Revelation than any other book of the Bible. In chapter 1, verse 1, Jesus Christ. Chapter 1, verse 5, a faithful witness. 1:5, the first begotten of the dead. 1:5, the prince of the kings of the earth. 1:8, the Alpha and Omega. 1:17, the first and the last. 1:13, the Son of Man. 2:18, the Son of God. 5:5, the Lion of the tribe of Judah. 5:5, the Root of David. 5:6, the Lamb. 11:8, our Lord. 12:5, her child, talking about the Son of the nation of Israel. 15:3, the King of Saints. 19:11, the faithful and the true. 19:13, the Word of God. 19:16, the King of Kings. 19:16, the Lord of Lords. 22:13, the beginning and the end. 22:16, the bride and the morning star. Amen. In 1:8, all the way back, He's the Almighty. Thank God He is the Amen of God. Amen. He said y'all were going to have all kinds of styles, and some of them would never leave the podium. I will if I get wound out here a little bit. But I kind of like to stay close to my notes and close to my Bible. Okay, is that all right with y'all? Is that all right with y'all? Amen. It's an amen to the person of the Lord Jesus Christ. It's what it's all about. Amen. In the book of Revelation in chapter number 1 in verse 5, 5, 9, 12, 11, and 7, 14, we have the blood of the Lamb. In 6, 16, we have the wrath of the Lamb. In 19, 7, we have the wife of the Lamb. 19, 7, the marriage of the Lamb. 21, 27, the Lamb's book of life. By the way, my name's in it, amen. The Lamb's book of life. Amen. 21, 23, He is the light. Amen. The light of the Lamb. And 22, 3, thank God for the throne of the Lamb. Amen. 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 Even so, come, Lord Jesus. Amen. The last amen. It's an amen to the person of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Let me say this. Not only is it an amen to the person of the Lord Jesus, but it is an amen to the provision that God has made. You say, what are you talking about, provision? Look what he said in verse number 21. The grace. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with you all. Amen. Aren't you glad, friend, in Genesis chapter number 3, after Adam sinned, the Bible said that God would come down in the cool of the day and he would walk with. Adam heard the voice of God walking in the garden, and Adam hid himself. God came asking Adam, "Who told you that thou art naked?" And Adam said, "I heard thy voice." Now listen, he said, "I heard thy voice and I was afraid and I hid myself." Those are the first recorded words in the Word of God that man ever says to God. I heard thy voice, I was afraid, and I hid. That's the first recorded words of man to God. But the last recorded words of man to God in the Bible is, even so, come, Lord Jesus. Come, Lord Jesus. You say, what made the difference? Somewhere between the first words of man and the last words of man, grace, grace made the difference, amen. Grace made the difference. Hallelujah, praise God, that's right. Adam lost that fellowship over in the Garden of Eden because of his sin. And because of his sin, it separated him from God. And he was afraid of that wrath and the anger of God. But the story of the unfolding drama of redemption from Genesis to Revelation is a record of God's redemption of mankind. Amen. He was as a lamb slain from before the foundation of the world. In Genesis chapter number 12, God said, singled out a man by the name of Abraham and started the nation of Israel because it was going to be his people that he was going to funnel his son into the world through. Amen. And in the Old Testament, we have the record of the redemptive history. But then, friend, Jesus steps on the scene as it is already preached. And John said, "Behold, the Lamb of God, which taketh away of the sin, taketh away the sin of the world." I'm telling you, friend, far by grace. You hear me? It's not by works. It's not by our good deeds. Far by grace are you saved through faith, and that not of yourselves. It is a gift of God. He said, "Not by works of righteousness we have done, but according to his mercy, he has saved us." Amen. Aren't you glad for the provision that God has made? Because you find John, listen, watch what I, you say, "Preacher, where you get all of that?" Right here in this Bible. Amen. Brother Douglas, I woke up about 3:30 this morning. I figured this is what the Lord wanted me to use, but I woke up about 3:30, laid there in the bed till about 5:30. I couldn't take it anymore. I got up and I started reading and I started pacing, Brother Davey, that motel room back and forth. And instead of getting books out and my Bible out, I just let the Holy Ghost get over on my shoulder and begin to whisper into my ear. By the way, he's still the best teacher you'll ever get a hold of. You hear me well? And the Holy Ghost began to show me a few things. And I thought about this. I thought about Adam lost his fellowship with God. All Adam did was heard the voice. Now listen to what I'm about to say. In 1 John, the writer of the book of Revelation, John said this in chapter number 1. I'm about to have a fit. In John chapter number 1, Adam heard the voice of God. But in John chapter number 1, John said, "That which was from the beginning, which we have heard," Adam did that, but John went a little further. He said, "Which we have seen." And John went a little further, and he said, "That which we have handled of the word of life." John lay his head over on the bosom of Jesus around the Lord's Supper that night. Adam, you hear me? Adam, all he ever had was the voice of God coming down and walking with him. But because of man's sin and because of the plan of God, man has gained more than he had before the fall, through the fall. Amen. Don't let that mess up your theology. Amen. I'm just telling you how it is. Amen. Amen. Time out. Amen. Hallelujah. Is that all right? Amen. It is an amen to the person of the Lord Jesus Christ. It is an amen to the provisions of grace in verse number 21. But may I say, it's an amen to the prophecy of the book of Revelation. Look what he said in verse 20. God, listen, in chapter number 1, the revelation of Jesus Christ, which God gave unto the revelation of Jesus Christ, which God gave unto him to show unto his servants things which must shortly come to pass. That word revelation, the Greek word is apocalypse. It means this. It means that there are some things that's been hidden and covered up, and the deep things of God. And what God did was he unveiled it. And he let old John, caught him up in chapter number 4 in verse 1. He opened the door up into heaven and brought John up there and showed him things that's going to happen. Amen. And when by the time he got done over here in Revelation 22, Jesus said, "He which testifieth these things saith." Jesus was testifying of it. He's the faithful and the true witness, a testifying of it to the apostle John. Amen. And John said, "Amen to the prophecies of all that's written in the book of Revelation." Chapter number 2 and 3, the seven messages to the seven churches. beginning in chapter number 4 and 5, John's taken the first thing he does when he goes into heaven in that little vision that God gave him. The first thing he does, he doesn't see the angels. He doesn't see the other saints. He doesn't see all the beauties of the city. The first thing he says was there was a throne. Amen. Chapter number 4. He sees the authority in heaven. Amen. And in chapter number 4 and 5, he sees God being glorified and honored and praised in heaven. Chapter number 6 through chapter number 18, John sees the Lord Jesus pouring out his wrath upon this world in judgment during the tribulation period. And John, I'm sure, is wiping the sweat off of his brow and saying, I'm sure glad I'm not going to be through that. Amen. Some of you may be a mid-tribber or a post-tribber, amen. I'm a pre-tribber. I'm not here. God hath not appointed us to wrath, but to obtain salvation through our Lord Jesus Christ. I like what Mike Bagwell said. He said, I've never known a bridegroom yet that would go out and beat his bride up before he took her in the wedding, amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen. That's good. Amen. That 7-year tribulation period, I guess there's a twofold purpose for it. God's going to pour his wrath out on this earth. She's getting by with a lot right now. But the day's coming when God's going to pour his wrath out in the seal judgments, the trumpet judgments, and the vial judgments. And the second reason for the tribulation period is God's going to prepare the nation of Israel for the coming of the Lord before Jesus. Listen, on the very last trip Jesus made into Jerusalem before he was crucified, he said, you'll not see me henceforth until ye shall say, blessed is he that cometh in the name of the Lord. You hearing me now? And one of these days, by the time the Jew gets through with the tribulation period and Jesus splits that eastern sky, the nation of Israel's going to cry out, blessed, blessed is he that cometh in the name of the Lord. Amen. They're going to be ready for him by the time that tribulation's over. Amen. I hope I'm not fouling any of your theology up this morning. I was preaching in a meeting below Atlanta one time, and I got up to preach Brother Davey, and I was preaching out of Revelation. And I said, I hope everybody's premillennial. I knew the church was. I knew the pastor was. I said, I hope everybody's premillennial, you know, and pre-trib. And I proceeded to preach my message. And after the service, the pastor come to me and he said, the man that preached before you's not premillennial. He said, but that's okay. It had to be okay. I'd done preached, amen. Amen. And I know a lot of folk don't like to deal with prophecy in meetings because there's so many views. We don't want to offend one another. But I'm telling you what, friend. I'm not going to cause confusion, but I think I'm at home here. I know I am. Amen. I preach prophecy here. But let me say this. I got to move on. The prophecy. He says amen to the prophecy. In chapter number 19, John sees Jesus coming back on that white horse. It is a white horse. It is a white horse. Amen. And the armies of heaven, that's us. In Revelation chapter number 5, John saw the saints in heaven saying that thou art worthy to receive all glory and honor and praise. For thou hast made us unto our God kings and priests, and we shall reign on the earth. They're in heaven saying that. But in chapter number 19, they come back with the Lord, amen, and going to rule and reign. John sees that kingdom age in chapter 20. He sees the new heaven and the new earth in chapter 21 and 22. And when John sees all of that, he says, amen, come on back, Lord Jesus. Bring it on, amen. And I say this, friend, John was the last of the apostles, wrote the book of Revelation somewhere around AD 95. All the rest of them had been killed. And John had been, John was exiled when he pinned this down on the Isle of Patmos under persecution. He was an old man. His health no doubt was failing. He's not what he used to be. And friend, he was exiled. And in chapter number 2, even as John was writing some 60 years plus past the the death of the Lord Jesus Christ, some 60 years of the New Testament church age, it had already fallen into a lot of apostasy. And there were problems with the church in chapter number 2 and 3. Oh, John saw that. Oh, John saw the attack of Satan against the people of God. He saw the bitterness and the wounds of sin in people's lives. Oh, John saw the broken hearts and the broken lives and the shattered lives. And he'd seen what sin had done in people's lives. And old John had lived his life and seen all of that. And now God had taken him up into heaven and let him see that all that was a coming. And old John ended it, amen. It is a word of consent. It is a word of confirmation. It is a word of confession. It is a word of conclusion. And after John saw all of that, he just said, come quickly, Lord Jesus. Come, amen. It's an amen to the final promise. He which testifieth these things saith, surely I come quickly. And he is. Amen. I believe the rapture is imminent. It could take place at any moment. There's not a thing that's holding it back or keeping it from happening. Amen. I believe that. It could come at any moment. And then we know, friend, a little over 7 years later, Jesus is coming back as the King of Kings and Lord of Lords to rule and reign. And John is just saying, come quickly. Sometimes I like to get up of a morning and look outside and look at those skies. And especially when the sky's bright and you see those big white clouds and the sun maybe coming up or shining over behind them. And it just looks like a glorious sight. And I try to picture in my mind, I wonder if this is going to be the day that the Lord snatches his church out. Amen. No wonder Paul wrote to Titus and said, looking for that blessed hope and the glorious appearing of the great God and our Savior Jesus Christ. It's a blessed hope because of who's coming. It's a blessed hope because who he's coming for. Amen. It's a blessed hope because what he's going to do when he comes. It's a blessed hope because he's where he's taking those that he comes for. Amen. Woo! It's an amen to the promise. And then I'm done. It's an amen to the final prayer of the Bible. Amen. Even so come. Even so come. I'm looking for the Lord. Paul said in the book of 2 Timothy, he was going to be executed for his faith, going to lose his head. Amen. But Paul had his sights set a little higher. Paul was looking at the past. He says, I've fought. I've finished. But I like what he said. Nevertheless, there's laid up for me a crown of rejoicing. Amen. And not to me only, but unto them also. Amen. That love is appearing. Amen. Amen. It's a word of conclusion. Let's bow. Father, I thank you for helping me. Thank you for making preaching a little easy today. Lord, I just want to magnify you. To you be the glory for everything that's been said and done. And God, hide me behind the cross. Help me, dear Lord, not to share in that glory that only belongs to you. To you be the glory in Jesus' name. Amen.